In the Northwest, Nono Molloy is the new chairperson of the Northwest ANC. Those results announced early this morning by the IEC at the Rustenburg Civic Centre, where the party's ninth provincial conference is being held. What a mess this one was. Three postponements, court interdict. The conference didn't finish. It's now been postponed. It's going to carry on in 2 weeks' time. But our reporter, Zinhle Kanyane, did have a word with Nono Molloy after being elected. Have a listen.
There's nothing to be excited about. There are just too many challenges ahead of us. Our focus is there. On getting into the branches of the ANC and showing that we rebuild those structures, renew and unify, stabilizing government both at the provincial level and at the local level. As we speak, in the provincial legislature, portfolio committees are chaired by members of the opposition, which technically tells you that a leading party accounts to a minority party. It's unheard of, and so on. Those are some of the things that need to be fixed at the local government level, infighting, motions of no confidence by ANC members against ANC members. Deployment of unqualified people in the administration. We need to focus on those. Firstly, deal with this political infighting. At that level, it must cease to exist. Secondly, ensure that those that we have deployed politically, they do the right thing by employing people who have the necessary academic qualifications to do the work. Once we have stabilized those ones, we must then focus on real things. And those real things is providing quality service delivery to our people.
Nono Molloy, the new chairperson of the ANC in the Northwest. Let's speak to our reporter now, Zinhle Kanyane, who was watching that conference over the weekend. Zinhle, good afternoon to you. So we had an election, the results early this morning. The conference hasn't actually been finished yet. Take us through what's happened.
So the conference was postponed, like you said in your intro. It will commence again in the next 2 weeks. And the reasons by the NEC members that were deployed to oversee this conference for the postponement was that there's just time constraints. They can't go through the commissions and the policies, as well as the election of the additional members now. So they've decided to postpone it. But in the midst of all of that, I also spoke to some very disgruntled delegates who are threatening court action. They're saying that they're questioning the credibility of this conference based on credentials. You remember yesterday we reported that security breach that Nomvula and Mokonyane spoke about in the press briefing, that there were people that entered this conference with bogus tags. There's a criminal case that the ANC has opened against some ANC members that stormed at Olympia Stadium where the registration was being done and grabbed aggressively the tags that belonged to other people, and they claim to have footage of that. So amidst of all of that chaos, these disgruntled members, mainly in Rustenburg, which is one of the biggest base of the ANC, are now threatening court action. They're saying the credentials that were accepted in this conference are not credible, because by the time the credentials report was adopted, people were still registering at Olympia Stadium. So there's a lot of chaos and legal threats that are happening, and at the same time, the additional members, the new PEC, has not been voted in.
Zinhle, thank you very much. Zinhle Kanyane, EWN reporter, having a look at that conference. A real mess there, the ANC in the Northwest. Nono Molloy is the new chairperson, but that conference will continue again in 2 weeks' time.